So yesterday outside, we had the Ron Paul people. Accusing.
They're very nice.
They're very nice people.
Yeah. They had signs. What were they accusing you of?
No, not me. They're accusing the media of blacking out Ron Paul.
Oh.
Which leads to a very fascinating question. Can you throw up the poll really quickly, see where Ron Paul is? Mike, why is it that Ron Paul, I guess, is steady in most polls, 10, 11, 12%. He's usually in third place in New Hampshire. Here he's in fourth place. He's down at 8%. But they will complain to people like Michelle Bachmann, Newt Gingrich, others who don't raise as much money as Ron Paul, get more attention than Ron Paul. Why is that?
Why does Ron Paul receive less attention?
Less attention.
Because everyone in America, with the exception of 8 to 11% of his most fervent followers, and they will always be with him, everyone else knows he is never going to be president of the United States.
Why do you say that?
Take a peek at him. Take a peek at what he says.
But
he's a smart guy. He's
right.
A good guy. He is so far out of the mainstream. This is a mainstream country. This is a middle-of-the-road country. It's not going to happen for Ron Paul.
But everyone knows Herman Cain's not going to be president. He's on the cover of Newsweek. Everyone knows Michelle Bachmann won't be president. Everyone knows Sarah Palin wasn't going to be president.
Yeah. Well,
hasn't Ron Paul been around for a while?
He's done it before.
So these people are new, so there's a novelty to, you know, Cain and Bachmann.
That's part of the problem. He's proven before that he can't get above a certain threshold.
What does it say about the Republican field that Herman Cain maintains a consistent 24 to 26%?
Coming up next, we're going to be asking that question to House Majority Whip Kevin McCarthy.